We have looked at prayers in scripture and studied how people prayed. We would like to share with you something that has helped us pray more and more deeply. ACTS is an acronym where each letter reminds us of something we should be praying. A stands for adoration, C stands for confession, T stands for thanksgiving, S stands for supplication. Because of the cross, we can pray boldly with confidence. So each week we have decorated prayer crosses in ways that will help us to remember each part of the ACTS acronym.
So we've got some of these prayer crosses that we've done. We've been doing these over many, many weeks at Youth Bible Study as we've really tried to focus in on each one of these four areas. And I'm sure some of the young people would love to explain to you why they've chosen to decorate each piece in the way they have. It's as a reminder to help us pray in that way. And Molly has drawn a wonderful and amazing sheet. We knew you wouldn't have time to do a prayer cross today, but we wanted you to be blessed by that in the way that the Lord has blessed us by that, and to have something to take away as a reminder to hold in that way. So feel free to colour in your sheet in a way that's special to you, or to write anything on it that you feel that maybe the Lord is saying to you today. If you somehow manage to escape without a sheet, then there are plenty more. Just ask for one and take that away with you. Four of us now are just going to take it in turns to share a little bit of what we feel that God has spoken to us personally in each of these areas of prayer over the last year. And after each section, they're just going to lead a short time of communal prayer. And we'd really like to just encourage you to speak out during those times. When we were thinking about what we wanted to do as a service, we felt that the Lord led us very strongly to just be really encouraging in the area of communal prayer. Especially wants to hear your voice if you felt maybe fearful or worried about this in the past. This year in Bible study, some of us have taken huge steps of faith in starting to pray out loud, sometimes for the first time and in front of other people. And for some of us, it's been really scary. But we are invited to come boldly before the throne of grace, and we are to encourage each other to do that. We pray to a loving, caring Father God who loves to hear his beloved children. So please don't worry during these times about praying very short prayers or very brief or very simple prayers. But let's just honor Jesus by lifting up our voices together. Do you four guys want to come and
okay, so the first letter in ACTS is A, which stands for adoration. And Libby was supposed to do this, but she couldn't make it today, so bear with me. So adoration is expressing the love and respect you feel towards God. And we did a bit of adoration earlier in the worship. Some of the words we sang expressed how much we love God. We have some Bible verses which show a way that someone in the Bible expressed adoration. So from Matthew 16, 6 to 10. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which he poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me." This woman adored Jesus, and she sacrificed something very expensive to show that. Now, often we don't have that kind of thing to sacrifice, but we can still express adoration towards Jesus and God and the amazing things he's done and who he is. Is often expressed as just declaring amazing things about God's character. So we're going to have a short time now that we can express out loud just how amazing God is. So let's pray together.
Thank you, Lord, that you are great, you're amazing, and you deserve all of our praise. Right, so the second letter in Acts is C, and it stands for confession. I'm going to read from 1 John 1, 7 to 10. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. So, there's a new invention, a pencil with a rubber on both ends for people who only make mistakes. Well, everybody makes mistakes, but not everybody likes to own up to their mistakes. Some people hate to own up to their failings and will do anything to cover it up. One example of this is Adam and Eve. Their attitude when they had chewed beyond God's limits was to try and cover up. This introduced a whole host of nasty characters called deception, lies, and passing the blame. Adam blamed Eve, Eve blamed the serpent. Nobody likes to take full responsibility for their mistakes, and it's tempting to blame someone else. Isn't it strange how other people make stupid mistakes, but we only make unavoidable errors? In real life, we all mess up. To pretend that we're faultless is a fault in itself. The difference between people show in the ways that they deal with their failure. Covering up, making excuses, and deflecting the blame doesn't deal with the problem. It's best to own up, learn from our mistakes, and ask God for help not to mess up again. It's daft to try and keep our mistakes in the dark. God says it's best to confess our sins and be sure that the blood of Jesus Christ gives us total forgiveness. God is in the business of rubbing out our errors, not rubbing them in. So we're going to turn into a time of prayer again. And I realize that it's hard to confess out loud. So if we all want to say this prayer together. Dear God, it's no fun to come to you and admit that I've blown it again. But this is what you want. Help me to be honest about my actions and return to you each time I run away. Amen.
The third letter is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is thanking God for everything. Psalm 7:17, I thank the Lord for his justice. I sing praise to the Lord the Most High. This is about thanking God for his justice. If God was to give us our rightful justice, none of us would be able to be in God's presence. But God's justice was to send his son, so we are to give thanks for that. As giving him thanks and praise, like this verse says, how do you praise? Do you sing to the Lord Most High? Now can you give praise in corporate prayer? Let us all think about things we have to thank God for and offer these up in prayer.
And finally, the last letter, S for supplication. Everyone likes asking for things, right? Who here has ever asked for something? There is lots of times in our lives that we have to ask for things. Whether you need something or you need help with something, there's lots of times where we just have to ask for things. It's exactly what God wants us to do when he says to do supplication. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So this tells us that we should not worry, but instead, we should just pray and ask God for whatever we may need. We're now going to have a couple of minutes where you can ask God for something for yourself. Now just pray for something for somebody else. And now pray for something personal for this church.
I'm going to pretend I'm still young. I am young, thank you, Chris. when we were singing Raise a Hallelujah, I was really sort of felt God speak to me, and so I just asked, I forgot your name, but anyway, I asked when it was right to sort of share. But so we've all sort of faced Storm Kyra and Storm Dennis now, and I just thought Jess's word was actually sort of matched what I was sort of thinking about, that we all go through storms in our lives, and there's that phrase in the song, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, can you hear my praises roar? And sometimes it's difficult to sing in the storm, you know, and we need each other to sing in that storm and to encourage each other to sing in that storm, because on our own, it's not always possible. And I was reminded of the story in of Moses and Aaron, and how Moses needed help. So the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of the men and go out and fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on the scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalekite from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "For hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation." And it was just that sense of sometimes in the storm, it's really difficult to keep praying when you're in the middle of it. And it's important that friends and brothers and sisters in Christ come alongside you to hold your hands up so that we can keep praising in the middle of the storm. And, you know, some issues might be bullying, might be exam pressure, job loss, finances, addictions, ill health, relationship issues, families. You know, there's all sorts of things that are going on in each of our lives that you might not be aware of, you know, sort of just when we sort of bump into each other at tea and coffee. But I thought Jess was really spot on, you know, that we need to pray for one another and stand with one another. And I just wanted to support that.
Lord, thank you that you speak to us. Thank you that you have given our young people such a clear message for today. You don't ask us to do anything that you don't equip us to do. We know that if you're asking us to pray more deeply, pray corporately together, more boldly, or come together, then you are going to equip us to do all of that. Thank you for the beauty of Moses and his friends holding up his hands, Lord. And we just think that Moses had to tell his friends that his arms were getting tired so that they could hold them up. And we just pray that you give us the courage and boldness to tell our friends when our hands are getting tired, to give them the opportunity to be your face and your hands to us. Going to have a time of worship.